This is Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage, a service of United Dynamics PermaDry. Our full News Radio 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, here are your hosts for Derby Day 140, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
And an honor to bring you the 140th Kentucky Derby. All of the coverage, the pageantry, the celebrities, the horses, the races, we have it all for you this morning, and we really appreciate you joining us this morning here on the Derby Station. I'm happy to be with my old buddy Paul Rogers and my good buddy Jody Deming. You've almost seen 30% of the Derbies now going. Welcome, guys, and good morning.
Well, it's always great to be back for another Derby Day, and a day like this, you just can't ask for one better. Jody and I just sat down here. We're located in the grandstand just about middle of the home stretch. And the first thing Jody said to me was, I can't remember a Derby Day any nicer than this one.
I'm telling you, it's absolutely amazing. And you guys have an ace spot there in the grandstand.
Paul and I also have a pretty good view of a new addition here to the track, Paul. It's you don't have to watch the race. You can just watch the Panasonic big screen.
As they say, everybody at the track now has a front row seat. This big board is just spectacular.
Well, let's see who Lachlan McLean, our noted racing enthusiast. And, Lachlan, do you have any money down on anybody today?
Well, not yet. Believe me, it will come. The money will be flowing out of my pocket and into the coffers of Churchill Downs to pay for that $12 million giant TV screen that has Paul rubbed in. I cannot see from the backside. Thanks, guys. Thanks for rubbing that in.
There's a lot of celebrities here, of course, at Churchill Downs, as always. And Ron and Mel are joined now by a couple of folks. Ron?
Rick Dees is here with us, radio icon, and glad to have you back at Derby.
Well, it's a joy to be back, Ron. You know what? This is a special time for me because it's Derby number 140, and I've lost over $140,000 over the years. So, no, I'm kidding, but wow, it feels like that.
No kidding.
You know what's funny? I keep on thinking I'm winning, but when you count it up at the end, I'm not.
So tell us, how do you sustain a career in radio?
It's so much fun. Well, first of all, I really enjoy it. And I think in terms of like one person listening and what's in it for the listener. And like Terry, the M-Dog in the afternoon knows, with his longevity and the fact that I'm a fan, I just copy everything he does. Everything Terry does, then the next day, I do.
See, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Tell us about your Derby picks.
Okay, I'm going to go with Wicked Big, I think, or Big and Wicked, either
Wicked
one.
Wicked Strong.
Wicked Strong, I'm sorry. See, that's a horse that didn't even get entered. Wicked Strong. Yeah, you had this blank look on your face. By the way, Rick Dees has an IQ of 73. And Candy Boy, since my good friend Julia Baker is right next to me, makes the best chocolate in the world. And so, Candy Boy, something lucky about Candy Boy.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you back.
Oh, it's great. WHAS, number one.
I love it. Love it. Rick Dees, and it's Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
See what's going on with Mr. Gary Gupton live there at Churchill Downs.
We're here maybe 100 yards from the Twin Spires, and I am inspired, Mike Mishka, by the smell of bacon on the griddle on a Saturday. What a way to do Derby.
Well, you know, it's just how we like to do it. We came out here today, and we said, you know, what are we going to make Beth's birthday special? And I said, you know, bacon. Bacon would make that. It's all about Beth. It's her 50th birthday. She's into horses, so we came down here to see the horses.
Mike, where are you guys from?
Chicago.
And Beth, this is your 50th birthday.
Yes, it is.
And so that falls pretty regularly on Kentucky Derby Day.
It does.
Is that your lucky day?
It is my lucky day, yes.
Now, you've already picked your horse.
Yes.
It is?
Wildcat Red.
Wildcat Red.
Yes.
Now, why did you pick Wildcat Red on your birthday? Is there a connection there?
There is. Red is my favorite color, and my kids' mascot at their school is a wildcat.
no doubt you can win this race with that kind of pick.
Absolutely. That's how I pick them. Names and colors.
You know what concerns me about this?
What?
I'm picking Wildcat Red for a totally different reason. I think we're going to win today.
I think we are.
Your 50th birthday.
Yes.
Hey, can we do a happy birthday to Beth? Ready? Here we go. From Illinois.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Beth.
Hope Wildcat Run wins for your 50th.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Gary Gupton on the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Let's head over to Leland Conway. Lee.
All right, guys, we're in the infield where the party is fully underway, and I thought we'd check in with one of the beer vendors because, you know, there'll be a lot of that sold today, and Jay is here at one of the booths. Jay, about what time does everything really start getting going?
We'll have it pick up today around 2 o'clock, 2 to close eventually.
Yeah, and when do people really start to get the personality of the infield?
The moment they walk through that tunnel.
They don't even have to come see you first?
No, they don't even though we want them to. But, as soon as they walk through that tunnel right there.
Give me an estimate on the number of gallons of the good stuff you'll sell today.
Oh, I couldn't tell you gallons beer-wise, though. I bet we sell 5,000-6,000 bottles easily.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, a lot of fun. You guys, you got a horse in this race? Have you picked one? I mean, are you being able to pay attention to it with all busyness?
No, I haven't been able to pay attention to it, but I'll catch my break, and I'll definitely look at that program.
You looking at the favorite, California Chrome? What do you think?
I think it's a good horse right there. But I honestly can't say. I don't.
First time on the infield for you working, or?
No, this is our group's been doing it for 15 years, and we've been here for two.
So. Oh, fantastic. All right, we'll have a good time today. All right, back to you guys checking out the infield. I'm Leland on your Derby Station, 84 WHAF.
And now it's time for Benetti. Tony Benetti's out amongst the party mongers.
Give me a go derby.
Yeah.
All right. Now, of course, I picked the guy that can't speak English. Say something in your native language.
That's native language?
Yes.
Native language? Like what? Like what?
Go, baby, go.
Go, baby. Got the game, got the.
Hey, got the baby, go, go. All right, man. You have to have fun, guys. All right, man. Look, I found three people that don't speak English at the Derby, but I'm going to find one right here. What is your name?
Esther.
Esther, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from D.C.
D.C. What brings you to Louisville besides the Derby, obviously? But who? Oh, your brother lives in Louisville. Let's talk to the brother here. Hey, come on over here, brother. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. You brought your sister here. You're showing her a good time.
That's right. We're going to have a good time.
All right. Is it about the booze or the horses?
Well, about the horses a little bit. We'll have a couple drinks. We'll have a good time.
All right. Give me your horse.
I kind of like Samurai.
Oh, I like it. All right. Good luck and have fun. You guys look great. All right, man. Yeah, we are on Central Avenue still. This is obviously a prime spot to where we're kind of coming and going. Lovely brother brings his sister from D.C. down. Having fun and finding three people that don't speak English is also a great way to start an interview. Only Tony Vannetti, baby. All right, that's Derby, man, on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Another guy who's an international man of mystery himself is backside at Churchill Downs, the one and only Lachlan McLean.
Yeah, and I think the big question is, can Tony Vannetti speak English? I mean, really, I think that has yet to be determined as well.
Please rise as the University of Louisville Marching Band plays My Old Kentucky Home.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. A good start for California Chrome. He broke a bit outwardly. He'll be among the early leaders. Harry's Holiday fires out fast from the inside. There goes T2, and California Chrome is right with them. Uncle Si, California Chrome, and T2 will set the pace in the Derby.
California Chrome blowing them away with a 16th to go. It's all California Chrome. The Californian is for real. California Chrome wins the Kentucky Derby.